This is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. The UK is the first country in the world to approve Pfizer and BioNTech's coronavirus vaccine for widespread emergency use. British medicines regulator, the MHRA, has given its seal of approval to the vaccine today and says the shot, which is up to 95% effective at safeguarding against the virus, is safe for rollout, with benefits, quote, far outweighing any risk. This vaccine requires 2 doses per person, remember. The UK government has already ordered 40 million of them, and the nation's health secretary told the BBC 800,000 will begin arriving from Belgium, ready to be administered next week.
This will start small and ramp up. The vast majority of vaccinations we expect to be in the new year. The speed at which we'll go will be determined by how quickly Pfizer can manufacture in Belgium. We're not putting a precise figure on it because this manufacturing process is itself difficult and each batch has to be tested by the MHRA. It's not just the overall authorization for this vaccine, but it is for each batch.
Well, the road from development to approval took just 10 months. It's the quickest ever timeline for vaccine development, which usually spans a decade. Professor Adam Finn, who serves on the UK government's Joint Committee on Vaccination and Immunization, explains what happens now.
How we do immunization in the UK, it's all bought centrally, distributed and free at the point of delivery.
And when will there be more widespread rollout? Because at first, this vaccine will go to people at risk and frontline healthcare workers, most likely. Are drugstores already working to secure supplies that people can go to a pharmacy and get a vaccine at some point soon?
I think that's very unlikely to be the way it'll be done in the UK. Because all our vaccine programs, the NHS buys the vaccines centrally and they're distributed through the NHS agencies. In the case of the Pfizer vaccine, which has to be handled very carefully, it'll probably be in fairly large centres where people will come and receive the vaccine. For other vaccines coming through, which may need only just regular refrigeration, it'll be distributed through the network of general practices that exist around the country.
Now, the UK approved a vaccine before the EU, notably. How was Britain able to diverge from the bloc's regulatory framework if it's still following those rules until the end of December?
As I understand it, there is a legal mechanism which enabled the MHRA to make this. I think it's something similar to the US emergency authorization process. So it's not, in fact, the full licensure. It's just a sort of temporary authorization to use the vaccine. And once we leave the European Union at the end of the year, they will then have to issue a normal full license authorization.
This isn't the only vaccine going through the approval process. What are the benefits of having more than one vaccine approved on the market? Who decides who gets which vaccine for which patients and when?
The policy decision making is done by a body called the Joint Committee on Vaccines and Immunization. Ultimately, the decisions are taken by the Departments of Health within the government. In terms of the different vaccines, I guess the main advantage of having multiple vaccines at this point is that you can have larger numbers of doses and therefore move the program more quickly. But you're right, there may turn out to be advantages of one vaccine versus another in particular groups. The most obvious difference at the moment, though, is the handling requirements, because this first vaccine does require refrigeration at very low temperature, whereas others coming through may be easier to handle.
Could we run into a situation where patients are requesting certain kinds of vaccines from different makers, do you think?
Well, again, because of the kind of central planning approach that we have in the UK, it's likely to be the case that people have simply be offered a vaccine according to what's available, and it'll be a kind of take it or leave it decision. No one will be required to be immunized, but because the vaccine will be provided free by the state to the population, it'll just be a case of people saying yes, please, or no, thanks.
Finally, Professor, this will be welcome news, I'm sure, for many in the retail and hospitality sectors who have been pretty much locked down for much of this year. Does this approval of the vaccine today mean that we'll be getting back to business and life as usual soon?
Well, ultimately, yes. The big word is the last one, is soon, the question mark. How quickly this will have an impact and how quickly it can be rolled out and really normalize things is a bit uncertain, I would guess. At least it's the firing gun and we're moving in the right direction to try and get things back to normal.
Professor Adam Finn at the University of Bristol, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks.